All of my uncles were good to us growing up. And there's been times through my life that at different times I was closer to this one or closer to that one or closer to the other one. And each one has taught me things through the years, maybe how to act or how not to act, or how to treat somebody, things like that. I was close to Uncle Roland, and may have been closer than that at one point. Uncle Roland went with my mother before they were married and before he married Cynthia. And some of the things that I have heard, and I talked to Uncle Roland here a couple of weeks ago, and he told me part of this story. But Mother had told me a story here recently. She said that she was going with Uncle Roland, and they went someplace, and for some reason, Roland was back at her house, where she lived in Beeville there with her mom and dad still. And Uncle Roland had some kind of little car, and I don't know what that was, but it was a little car that just had two seats, didn't have a back seat to it. And he was over there, and it was time to go pick up Jean from work. And Mom said, Uncle Roland said, I'd take you with me, but I don't have room. I just got this little car, and there's no seat, and I've got to pick up Jean from work. And she said, well, we can probably go in my car or in Daddy's car. And so they got in the car and went to go and pick up Jean from work. And she said, I remember him getting in a car and getting in the back seat, and Jean was riding in the back seat. And then she said, that's probably the first time that I've been around him very much. And, you know, as people tell these stories over the years, that details drop out, or one will remember a little bit different than the other remembers it. So basically, that's the way it went. Then Uncle Roland said, well, here, a short time after that, I called Patsy Lou and said, or he was talking to her, and said, well, how about let's go out someplace tonight? And she said, no, I'm tired. I've got something to do tomorrow, and I've got to go to bed early. And so he said, well, okay. And he went on back to the house, and he asked Papa, I guess. He said, well, can I borrow your car and go do something? And he said, yeah, you can take it. And so Uncle Roland said, I was out going around town and looking around, and who do I see but Patsy Lou and Jean. Said she didn't have to go home and go to bed early. Said she was going out with him. Wasn't long after that, I think they were married, and then we were moving back from Pleasanton, I guess, and moving with, and Uncle Roland and Aunt Cynthia were with us and helping us move back to Beeville. And as I understand, that was the point that Uncle Roland had turned to you and said, well, let's just get married. And you said, well, okay, when do you want to do it? And he said, well, tonight. And as I understand, y'all got married that night or the next day? I think it was the next day? Yeah. Going back to the house, and he went back to the house and told Granny, he said, well, we're going to get married. She said, okay, when? He said, well, tomorrow. I think it's a good time. And they did. A lot of things I remember about him, and I've always been thankful for all of my uncles. And, you know, there were a lot of good things said about him today. And he was a man that was always to help someone, or to see where someone needed help and be there. I've seen him do that many times. I know he did that when there was three kids that needed somebody to check up on them and make sure they had what they needed and that sort of thing. And I've always been thankful for that sort of thing. And I've always been close to all my uncles for that reason. And we are gonna have that reunion again one day, where we can meet all of them again. I may get there before they do. Who knows? To who? Deward? Where's Uncle Deward? Yeah, but I want somebody to tell the true story.